K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Pollinators help around 80% of all plants worldwide reproduce, and there is growing interest in adding plants to the garden that will support these insects. Here are some tips for keeping pollinators like bees, moths, and butterflies alive and kicking. Plant selection is an important first step in getting pollinators into your garden. Many pollinators are plant-specific and will not travel to plants outside of their respective diets, so a variety of plants will always help pollinators more than overplanting one single species. Most people think of the European honeybee when considering pollinators, but native bees are just as important to pollination, and 70% of those species are ground nesters. Foregoing landscape fabric and keeping mulch thin will create a more suitable habitat for these ground-dwelling native bees. Other native bee species will nest in hollow-stemmed plants including rose, goldenrod, elderberry, blackberry, and sumac. If you need to clean up the garden, consider cutting and bundling the stems instead of composting or burning them so that any stem-nesting pollinators can survive their life cycle. Tolerating weeds in your yard will go miles to protecting pollinators, especially with dandelions. Yellow and purple flowers are the most attractive colors to pollinators, and applying herbicide to kill off these weeds while they are flowering will take any pollinators that visit the flower out too. If you find that you can't tolerate the weeds in your yard, at the very least, apply herbicide before they begin to flower so that you don't accidentally harm local pollinators as well. Plants that attract pollinators span a broad range of families, so there is considerable flexibility in picking plants you like. Because most pollinators are native, it's preferable to select native plants whenever possible, and it's important to have plants that flower at different times, so pollinators will have a continuous food source. Herbs like hyssop and bee balm will have the added benefit of culinary use. Some good perennial plants for pollinators that will also look good in your garden include blazing star, cardinal flower, penstemon, and salvia. Keep in mind that when looking for these plants at the store, that some varieties will be bred to have brighter flowers that are less attractive to pollinators. When in doubt, go with the pure species. Putting water out in the garden will also attract insects to your plants, so a small container with water in it next to your plants will give pollinators more time to go to your plants instead of having to look for water elsewhere. For this same reason, your pollinator garden should occupy a small space, and plants should be kept close together and planted in bunches, so bees don't have to spend as much energy flying from plant to plant. You can get a list of plants that will best support pollinators from the Xerxes Society, and if you have more space to dedicate to shrubs and small trees that will support pollinators, the Kansas Forest Service offers bundles of 7 different shrub and tree species. Look for the Eastern Pollinator Bundle. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.